They created some of television's most famous hits and disastrous flops. Now producers Sid and Marty Croft are experiencing a bit of a resurgence. The Crofts were best known in the 1970s for psychedelic Saturday morning kids shows and primetime variety hours.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donnie and Marie Hawkins.
Now, many of Sid and Marty Croft's most popular shows are being re-released on DVD. NPR's Barry Gordimer reports on some of their greatest hits and misses.
Sid and Marty Croft did not produce reality television. It was more surreality TV. Real actors surrounded by talking creatures and inanimate objects.
H.R. Puffin Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough?
H.R. Puffin Stuff was the story of a boy, a magic flute, and a dragon with white boots and a southern drawl.
Everybody there wears a hat. Everybody knows where it's at. In the land of hats, that's Lidsville.
Lidsville featured a bunch of hats that walk, talk, and sing.
Sigmund, you are a rotten sea monster.
Sigmund, you're through.
Scram, get out of here.
Sigmund the sea monster was about an affable pile of seaweed. The Croft productions were extremely colorful and a little bit weird.
My favorite turn of phrase, especially for the early Croft shows, is an adolescent acid trip.
David Martindale is the author of Puffin Stuff and Other Stuff, a biography of Sid and Marty Croft.
You're not quite sure what makes them come up with these strange dreams and put them on television, but when it works, it's a feast for the eyes.
Many of the Croft characters were larger-than-life puppets. Not surprising, considering the Crofts came from five generations of puppeteers. Sid, who's now 76, took up the family trade when he was 8 years old.
In the 40s, I worked in vaudeville all over the country. I played Radio City Music Hall, the Palladium in London, and all over the world.
Marty Croft joined Sid in the late 50s, when they became the opening act for Judy Garland.
And we created that show called Les Poupées de Paris with all those showgirls and the dancers and the stars.
There was a swimming pool in the stage, the waterfall. That's the show that put us on the map.
The Crofts broke into television with Puffin Stuff in 1969. And almost immediately, people began to accuse the brothers of not too thinly veiled references to drugs. Again, writer David Martindale.
The title, Puffin Stuff, it was very popular with college kids who would get high and watch Puffin Stuff.
Marty Croft denies any direct connection to drugs, but he says, hey, it was the 70s.
I mean, we used to get calls from Brian Epstein from the Beatles, and they wanted a 16mm film every week for the Beatles to watch it.
But I guess you could see how they would make the connection. Smoking mushrooms?
Well, you know, they were smoking a cigar.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing with our little mushroom? Grab him!
In the mid-70s, the Crofts moved from one extreme to the other, from the psychedelic to...
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
The Crofts ventured into primetime in 1976 with Donnie and Marie Osmond. Their variety show was very successful. A few years later, the Crofts had another hit, again with a variety show, this one featuring country music star Barbara Mandrell.
Sleeping single in a double bed.
In between, there were, well, some unfortunate creations.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch Variety Hour seemed like a good idea at the time. Reunite the cast of the popular sitcom and put them into a song and dance show. There was just one problem, says David Martindale.
The kids had absolutely no skill for singing and dancing. Susan Olsen, who was Cindy, the youngest girl, she talks about it like watching a train wreck.
Despite the lows and the really lows, the Crofts have been resilient. Right now, they're developing a couple of movies, including a big screen version of Puffin Stuff. Sid and Marty Croft never won an Emmy. They do not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but their shows have earned a warm spot in the hearts of Americans hovering around 40. The Cross have also secured a place in pop culture history, albeit a bizarre place. Barry Gordimer, NPR News, Washington.
For pictures and video of the Crofts and their creations, go to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.